Shut up! Shut up! Thank you. good love.
Oh, no.
Bye. Thank you. I love you. say it, dude. Yes. Okay.
Thank you. to Joe to put the string on. Hang on a minute. Just gonna bash around. Thank you.
Okay. awesome.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's give a round of applause for Byron. I'm going to do one of my own oldies but goldies. Here, that was, you know, it's called Teenage Dollar.
Music stores now is the English album section.
Well, what about, I mean, how are the Chicken Shack faring? Are they new albums?
Pardon me?
The Chicken Shack's new album called Accept.
I haven't heard of it.
It's the organist. They've got a new organist, you know? That joined after I left.
Oh, yeah.
It's very good. It's very good.
Is it?
Excellent. Huh?
see on our 100 times.
Yeah, I suppose he must be. That was when he, yeah, that was when he first joined, and I don't think he really had much say in it then. When he first joined, he kept it quiet, you know?
Sure, you go and look what they're doing.
That's right, yeah. And then the next album, this new one, is very, very good. I was surprised. I mean, they're over here now.
Are they?
Yeah.
They're
going to be here.
Oh, that's right.
Soon, about a month's time, I think they're
here.
You ought to, because, I mean, Stan is a complete madman.
Who?
Stan, the lead guitarist.
Really?
Insane. I mean, he's married, without a doubt.
That's good.
But, he hires all these historical costumes, you know.
Really rents them.
Will Scarlet and Robert Wood, you know, yeah. His character dresses up in some English hunting men's gear, you know, with a red jacket and top hat and all that, you know.
Great.
He's on stage with
he's really into the scene.
He's got this sort of 100-yard long lead, which he takes out to the audience, you know? He sort of goes out way behind the crowd, you know, and starts playing.
Then
the audience
doesn't
know where he is.
Some guy standing in the bathroom.
Yeah. I mean, he plays a lot of notes, but really, I think he's very good at songs. But he's a performer, isn't he? He's a great performer. I mean, he's worth seeing. I drink so much, you just get so pissed in every way. He sings on his sort of temples. The veins in his temples and neck can be sticking out. You think he's going to really hurt himself, you know?
Really?
Yeah, it's amazing.
So he lets it out with the guitar.
Oh, yeah, he's worth seeing because you won't believe him. You won't believe him. I think British audiences have sort of taken it for granted a bit now, you know, because they're all used to it. I can't imagine what American audiences would do when they see it. I mean, he's so ugly, he's real. He's so grotesque, he's got a weird head, he just has perms, yeah, it's really thin hair. He is like a chicken, you know? Thin hair, thin neck, you know, he's like old drawing on it. And he really looks like a chicken, you know?
Is that how you got the name?
I'm not originally. But he walked on the stage, you know, doing his chicken strut and all this sort of... I mean, yeah, the chickens are going... Just all that, yeah.
His costume.
He's completely insane. Oh, you must see it.
Oh, I will, yeah.
But anyway, I mean, I mean, they've got a really good album there. This time is
good. Is there anything that you can advise a young aspiring musician to like a secret about the scene or what to do or not do or what to look for or what to concentrate on in learning an instrument or anything like that. What surprised you at the time when you encountered something that you didn't know previously or something about anything involved in the scene that you'd be
involved in this world.
Do you know what I mean?
I don't know. I don't know if I know what you mean.
You don't know. Any advice at all? Somebody who hopes someday to be in the professional music scene.
Stay natural, I suppose.
Stay natural.
Just, you know, just be yourself, whatever happens.
Right.
Whatever happens. Just be yourself.
I'm learning that from you and John.
Just, you know, there's no other way, really. There's no other way. It's no good going on ego trips or what, you know?
I know, yeah.
Because I've seen too many people, you know?
It's easy to do.
They just make fools of themselves, you know? Just make fools of themselves. Just as well to just do what you do and enjoy it. And you don't try and calculate whether it's good or what it is, you know? If it turns people on, it's... Where are we now?
John. Hey, John.
Dude, I'll see
you. Good talking to you.
See
you tomorrow? Okay.
I'm just working with the new companions.
Okay. You want to come up tomorrow?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I can afford it. I don't know.
Oh, you don't have to pay. You know what
I mean?
Okay, that'd be great.
You want your name on the piece of paper?
Okay. No, I don't. Anybody got a pen?
There's a pen on the table.
I'm just saying,
that's what they did last time.
That's what she said, man. Stay neutral. Stay yourself. That's why these people are good people. Some of the other performers are not. Because they didn't sing. That is a beautiful guitar. And a string. We got a line on the strings now, too. We're gonna order them out instead.
This are really cheap.
Okay, what's your name?
John.
John who? John who?
Abraham.
Abraham. Yeah, and.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Mandel. M-A-N-D-E-L.
Hey, Mandel, right. Okay, we'll put your names on the door.
What do we do then? Just come and say
you're...
Yeah,
just go in the main entrance and say
where
on yeah, what your names are.
Definitely.
And they'll come the door and let you
yeah.
Right?
Okay. Let's land this. He looks really stupid. He played a bass through him. He played a sax through a box and it came out. What? Right. Yeah, one of his maestro things or something, I guess. It worked out okay. He only did that in one number, I think. And then he they did a lot of the songs off of the new album, John Barley Cohen.
It's good.
Yeah,
it's good.
Yeah, it's a good album. No, there's nobody in there. Except you. Was Danny more tense tonight than he normally is? He was.
I was sweet.
He's beating crazy. Yeah. There's a big load on him now. Well, it's not, doesn't seem to be doing any more than it was before.
It was doing
more of a light on. Was it me, or was it where we were, or was it that I just couldn't hear him very well? I could hear you and Nick and Christine really well, but I couldn't hear Jeremy or Danny very well. Might have been me. We were right down in front of the stage. So.
Could you? Not sure.
He was up all the way. The amp?
Yeah.
No, the amp was, but he was still in the car. I was digging watching the play.
I don't
see.
That was only time I could see you when I was there.
You were what?
Yes, he was sick.
Really?
I was really sick.
What? Is it? I've been wondering now if it's
in. It's huge.
People are made and broken. Like the same way, I suppose. He's a businessman. He's a good businessman. People give him a lot of shit about this.
Same with John.
Same with Matt. He's a good man to work for.
You can use different stories as a constant.
Well, he treats people. I don't know. I've heard some stuff that he doesn't treat people very well. Because he can't really.
Yeah.
But I guess it's hard, you know, playing gigs every night, people come up to you and hit you, you know, a lot of them are jerks, can't give yourself away too much.
So like playing the film is, I think it's a really, our third gig, you know?
Yeah, you're still learning. Oh, she's just, she adds, man.
I think eventually she will play more, once she settles and gets rid of his shapes.
Well, I was digging it, man.
You're doing it good.
At least you don't blow it when you're nervous. You seem to be into it.
Yeah, that's the only way. But of course, suddenly, two gigs for a film on the top of the bill.
And without Peter, and all the members that Peter had, and all the members that made Fleetwood Mac famous.
Huge pressure. Could be a problem. It's been bad.
Yeah. I'm good at doing what he does.
Mind your top bill.
Yeah. But what a time with the top bill. Jesus.
One time.
Were you top bill last night?
Oh,
that's bad.
You
like
Prince? I think one of the favorite bands when they're playing, I think
that was it. Really?
I was back in with some of the past.
I don't like them. It doesn't mean much, but they don't seem to be very creative.
This is scary, because we gotta go out and do another set.
Are you worried about next set? Don't worry about next set. The people out there, 99% of them, don't know what they're doing. And the 1% who does, we're digging it.
You go one way or the other. Whereas the last 6-7 years, it's always gone well. John Mayer, you're
right.
Oh, it's been bad. You can't buy a gig in one day.
Really?
Yeah. But you have that long course. Suddenly, so it's still, it's a way.
Don't
go out of the way.
Don't.
So that security is gone.
Right, I know. I'm not really familiar with the big time scene or something like that much, but also, like, if you don't go down that well here, if you don't get an encore, it isn't that necessarily a turning point, because Fleetwood Mac is in a state of flux. It really is. It's changing. It's turning. And, like, if you're not that on top of it, or the audience doesn't dig you that much this time, and you come back, they're going to hear you again.
How we play this time determines whether we come back or not.
So
it's from the decline.
Right, I see that, yeah.
That's a big wave.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. Not that familiar.
Which is what we get paid money for.
Yeah.
To take it away. Just try and give it the best, right?
Sure.
But it's just very insecure. Which one's example? All we can do is just go up and play our best. And so, first of all, that was the best we could do.
Two things would help a whole lot. Danny a lot louder. Danny louder and Jeremy a lot louder. Because that, man, Jeremy was really hitting it tonight. He was good. And if he was loud, he would have had the people up. All of them. Yeah.
He wasn't
loud enough, man. But what I could hear sounded really good. But
it just wasn't loud enough. So Jerry was nowhere near loud enough.
I couldn't hear him. And he's sitting right in front of the stage. Can you get more juice out of it? Because you don't want to get more juice out of it. Understand about that, the pressure of what that meant. Yeah, I do now. I didn't know how it was. It's good. It's good. Yeah, it's good all the way around. It keeps the quality.
It's just the old bits, guys.
Yeah, well, the excitement was there, but the volume wasn't. So it has to come out and hit it. It really does. Oh man,
you're doing alright.
You're holding that thing down. As far as I know, it's like
starting again. It's like,
yeah,
back to the first days of John Mayer. That was my first version back. It's like,
how old were you starting with that?
16, 17 years.
You've had an incredible career so far. You've been
very lucky.
Yeah, right. That's a lot of money. Sure, why not? Male has an incredible drive, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's a worker. He gets things done. Yeah. That's what it takes.
You don't cut it, you don't.
Yeah, you don't mess it.
Plus, I'm a good musician, I guess.
That's the thing about him. He's got such a good ear. Amazing ear. The best, it seems like the best guitarists around almost have come from Nail's band.
Giants.
Is that him or his luck? Or
I think it's his perception. Because most of the guitarists when they first joined, with the exception of Mikey Avella, they weren't that good.
But when Peter joined, he wasn't that good.
Really?
Yeah.
Peter joined Germany with sax, and he joined him again. There's a gap of about 6 months from here.
He must have gone out to work like crazy.
His original Peter was a bass player.
I know.
Yeah, it was guitarist.
Yeah, Mick. Mick Taylor was I think Mick on the Crusade album was not near as good as Eric or Peter was when the album came out.
Just a short time after he joined, and
yeah,
the whole album was done in one afternoon. And
yeah, it was careless of them compared to the other albums.
Yeah, Mick Taylor was a Rolling Stone.
That is incredible, man. On his 21st birthday, he became a Rolling Stone. That is
a huge thing.
But just hell, man. How old was he? 18 when he joined John. That's quite a jump from nothing to John Mayall's band. And then from John Mayall's band at the Stones. Where can you go? He's not ready.
No, he's not ready.
He won't be for
years. He isn't the lead, really.
No, he's not. He's not a dominant
man. Quite content standing back and just playing.
But he plays that game.
He plays nice.
Yeah,
he's nice. Now he's playing.
Have you heard some of his new stuff?
Yeah, but when he first joined, it was alright.
He wasn't anything to write home about.
He was okay.
Definitely.
He was
Yeah. I've heard the name from his first union with Mayall. I guess nothing was recorded from when Peter first started with Mayall. And then with Sat. Because I've never heard anything bad from Peter Green ever.
Because he was with that. That was only one gig when we came for an audition and we just didn't make it.
Oh, were you there?
Yeah.
But how did John tell him?
What did he say? He didn't like it. Because he wasn't any good.
Wasn't that good?
Yeah, it was bad.
He was? So yeah, that's what he said when he first auditioned and didn't make it, then he came back 6 months later and made it.
Really?
He must have gone and played the hell out of it.
Because he's one of those people that just naturally, and you just pick up any instrument.
Winwood and...
Yeah, and the circus.
Those guys, man.
Those good drums.
Does he?
Yeah.
I heard, tell me if this is true, I heard from a guy that Clapton plays the harp.
fairly well.
You know,
this guy apparently was in the engineering department. He's a joke. Yeah.
Before the album was recorded.
That
was
album,
best time.
That album is my favorite
so
album.
Rich, fresh, so creative for myself.
Before the album.
Yeah.
I thought it was
yeah.
fucking good on it.
See, that's one's on peak to the end. Peak. Exactly. The last album was still good, obviously.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't.
The Yardbirds was a strange band to come out of too and go to John Mayall, because the Yardbirds was such a kind of fiery band. They never let up, just do all the time.
Yeah. Was he yours?
What was he then? Did he drink? Yeah, that's what I thought. It's really strange. I'm kind of curious about the kind of a guy he is, how he approached, you know, the instrument, or to him, you know, what, I don't know how to describe it, I'm trying to describe it. How did he approach playing the guitar, or playing music?
As a song, like an archivist, you being a personal thing. It's the most personal thing.
Right. There's some times on the album that I don't know how people could keep playing when he was playing some of that stuff like Have You Heard. Were you all in the same room when you were playing that? And it was all going on at once. Do you like that then?
Yeah, that's
right. Do you remember the recorded Stormy Monday on the Looking Back album?
It's a Jeff Bruce.
Is it Jeff Bruce? Oh, is it?
Jeff Bruce was
Jeff
Bruce.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
What did he do? He was filming
food? No, he joined the bar song. They're drinking. Jack Jones. I mean, that's not joined the bar.
Reformed alcohol.
Yeah. I sang twice in drink.
Really? Yeah. Mayall doesn't fool around, does he?
Why? Just because you're
so drunk? I was getting drunk too much. So
did it affect the music?
Oh, yeah. If you're drunk, you can't play.
I was getting
just that stupidity, you know?
Yeah. Blowing it.
Good night.
Slapping it.
So it's 7. That was it. For 6 weeks, then I went back. It sent me first for a week, and I went back on the second time. It sent me for 6 weeks.
Did he say this is for a week? Straighten up, or he just said you're out?
That's it.
What a blow. Crash. Shit. I think you're a lot better than Jack Bruce. I'm glad you came back.
Yeah, I think. I don't really like Jack Bruce. He's bass guitar, but he's
strong. Is it?
I think so.
I never heard of Flies from
this. Sorry. He used to have a.
His lead bass.
Yeah,
wrong. And
so
it's dancing away.
Really like it. Used to have a band. Used to play in a modern jazz band called New Sounds Farm.
Quite a heavy band, the early ones. You like Baker? You like Baker playing? Hard.
Yeah. He's another one. He doesn't seem to be doing anything.
He's floating around. He's doing the air force.
Yeah, but he's lost the air.
Really?
So that isn't going there.
Oh, really? It's defunct. Yeah. There's an awful lot of English musicians floating around now that are really having a hard time getting themselves together.
Which way?
Acid or marijuana. Whatever happens to be the case, yeah.
It's a good question. There's two more things. People like Stephen Winwood.
Winwood? Is he fucked up there?
Well, he seems to me, doesn't he?
I don't know. His playing seemed great. He seems to be, well, oscillating between blind faith is kind of a farce, like back into traffic again. But we talked to him for about 4 seconds, and he seemed okay to me. Yeah, I don't know.
He seems to be together. What day was? Is it really
true? We
really want to do it. Just fucking
something. Something's got to get together in this whole world. The whole world is starting to spin off into bad
scenes. Well, it's very useful. And the porcupine knows so many different things.
So many different things.
Which in a way, I suppose, is good.
There
isn't that thing I remember when the Beatles, after the Beatles, it was like,
everybody's cool. Push. Yeah, sure.
So everyone was going
that way. Right. Especially then.
No, there isn't. It's still, I heard in England, you have to be good. You have to be really good. I can think of some English bands that are good that have made it. A lot of English bands that are good that haven't made it.
Confessing should have been
the biggest thing.
Really?
I think so.
I've never heard of
them. They were just amazing.
They don't get airplay. They don't get bought. So it is.
It's a beautiful day. They should be so big.
They're pretty big.
They are. Yeah. They're pretty big. Mm-hmm. Around here.
Should be huge.
How many albums have they got out?
Two.
Have they got two now?
Yeah. I'm not just late.
They, for a year and a half, they were playing that first one. They just weren't turning out stuff.
Yeah.
The music business is a super, super dynamic business. You got to be moving all the time. That's where Mayall's on top. He can keep moving. He's very
true. I keep saying he's not going to do any more. This is in a pretty enviable position, a nice position.
Yeah. Not really.
Just sit back.
Granddad of English.
All his royalties come up.
Yeah.
It's okay.
What's his name?
It's with,
Someone said he was playing
Zappa, right? Yeah.
Is this Ken?
I think so, it's Rosemary.
Ben?
Huh. Zappa.
Oh, Zappa.
Exactly.
Huh.
Because you've got musicians like Joe Cocker's old bass player. Joe Cocker's Grease player. He was the original Grease player. He's such a good band that he sacked them. So those musicians aren't doing anything.
Oh, right.
So they're falling out, so.
Backup bands have been doing it for a while.
They're such good musicians.
Yeah, same with, well, like Delaney and Bonnie's backup people. Incredibly tight, set of people, but they're working. I guess like the Grease band got sacked for them. It's a dog-eat-dog business, it really is. It's a scary, scary thing, actually.
You see Leon Russell last
night? Yeah. Oh, I dug it. I like Purple Harem too, but Leon Russell is really cool.
Yeah. It's really good watching it as well, because there was no sort of personal rejection at all. Leon Russell just didn't reject whatever. I didn't think so either.
Right,
well, it's just
the band cooks within itself, but there's no, like,
he's completely in control of this thing.
One thing I noticed, like, the difference between me and, say, Delaney and Bonnie, when I saw them here, they were incredible. Delaney and Bonnie was just incredible on sound. Super projection. They were right with the audience was right with them. And they were really super enthusiastically receptive or something.
I'm trying to stop you. You're helping to take a moment.
me. This is just an added strain to having way too bands on. Oh, God.
Well, all we can do is just the best you can do.
That's it. Yeah.
Excuse me, sir? Thank you.
Is there anyone else? It's she sounded really good with you. She actually adds a lot of drive. She's a great piano player too. Yes, from the opposite side of the stage.
Let's keep it going.
She has like a lesson trip, but you know, technique.
That and some string playing, some symphony moves too.
Oh, really? Yeah. Music background. That helps.
That's true.
That really helps.
Yeah. Did you just do shy hop?
Yeah. What's your genre? What got you started on that? What got you started playing the bass? What made you want to pick up something and start playing?
I think it was Andy Copeland records. Those songs have blues.
Really?
Yeah, then with some friends I had guitars, so just go and play bass lines on guitar.
Right.
Yeah, a group. First group. Okay.
How long have you been playing in May? Made a big star out of it.
I was running for about 9 months before you went professional.
Oh, really?
So, I guess 5 years.
Four.
It was 9 months before the first one. It was about 4 years.
How long was it? How long were you playing before you joined the band?
Oh, about a year.
About a year.
My first group of people joined, I didn't know what 12 hours.
Really?
Yeah, right. 3 months is hard, but it's a gig in a pub.
Yeah.
So it's the 12 bar, right?
What
is
that?
Yeah, I knew how he was.
Once it got going, you knew how it went, but
yeah, it was a run.
You didn't know what it was called.
Yeah, so it was just...
So, I guess. Jesus.
Do you have a cigarette?
What?
Have you cigarettes?
I don't smoke. And who's poor?
Dennis.
John, is he a bass? Is he a bass?
Just
so Chris, I'm with you on Saturday morning. What time do we leave?
Yeah, okay.
After
before or before we play around?
Yeah.
Right to the half an hour.
Well, not really.
Because we go before we play or something.
Yeah,
we It's on, I didn't even know it was on.
He just was happy being Peter Green of the field. So he must be Peter Green, Peter Green. He's fucking around with nothing. He doesn't know what he wants to. One day he wants to play this, the next day he wants to play.
And the band's written there.
It's really confused. It's strange, it's fucking He just doesn't know in what way he wants to play, or where he wants to play. This is a dragon, it's all worse than two. He's made up. It's a general sort of thing. The thing he felt strongly was that he wanted to say something. To give over a certain thing.
I thought he was doing pretty well.
He thought he could do it better by leaving the game.
Which
is stupid, you know, really. He gave up the biggest platform he ever had.
If he wanted to come back,
I think he might have an open house for him. Yeah. He had a nice
This is great.
It should be okay after you. This is a third beer, so it's still very shaky. And you don't know where to sort of draw the line between Fleetwood Mac and Peter Green and Fleetwood Tenor.
Hard, because he had such a strong identity with the band at first.
He was a large percentage.
Yeah.
As soon as that percent leaves, you know, you have to fill it out with something that is fully different. So you've got to measure how much of the old thing you should keep in, so people can identify the beauty of the change. We don't really know.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, we wouldn't find it his numbers, because they were his numbers.
Right. He can't, like, if he's got to do it though, he's got to do it.
Yeah, right, exactly. He hasn't done one thing, he's done a thing.
Maybe that's what he's doing.
So he needs to kick up the ass from something.
Yeah.
How soon after? 3 months.
Did he give away all of his money and stuff?
He was going to do it. He really was genuinely going to do it.
Then yeah, I believe
it. He sort of thought about it, then he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah.
It's not like a lot to do with it, you know? So just a little bit too much. So yeah, when you think something, you really believe it. That day.
And
it seems both every day is something different. He wants to play this one day, he wants to play blues the next. They're just in a bit of soul Santana. It's the X number of directions. Yeah, it's not going anywhere at all.
Should have just said
He had done it, he'd have been so and so revived, which isn't the worst, just wasting his time. Yeah. Doing little gigs for free, which is great, that would be for free.
By himself.
To like 20 or 300 people. And it could be planned, it's about 2,000, 3,000. It's a stretch.
Things will happen though, like,
I'm sorry.
He needs time to decide things, try different things.
Yeah, of course.
He'll come to what he finds.
If he feels it, that you should be back with.
How did the idea of continuing without him start? I mean, like, when he left, was it kind of like the band was gone? Kind of like, what are we going to do? Get ourselves together and keep going?
Really, it's like that to a large degree, because everyone, in a way, relied on Peter. In a lot of ways,
sure.
But when we thought about it, Peter was one third of the show, one whatever it is, show or gig. Peter was one third. So that one third is left and left for two thirds. So it's still not like the death, it will be different, obviously, as it is different. Because Peter wasn't there, you know, so all we can is play what we want to play. To the best of our ability, if people like it, come off. If they don't like it,
that's cool.
There's a lot of different numbers, it says. If there's a mission,
I don't know, a couple.
So, the most amazing is for people sort of to adjust to the change.
How's it going?
This is our third gig. The first gig was great.
Where was that?
It was in New Orleans.
Oh, New Orleans. That was good. How many people?
Yeah, it was like quite a few, 2,000, 3,000. And second place, San Antonio. And it was all right.
Yeah.
And this time, I don't know how it is. I don't know. It's just, it's so different now. It's,
yeah. So people don't know what to expect from you.
So you don't want to do too much of the old numbers, because it's not how it is, you know? You don't do too much of the new numbers, because it's like too sudden.
Yeah, shock. Yeah.
So you've got to sort of balance the two, which it's a bit hard to do, I guess. The numbers probably is. But, you know, I mean, that's all we can do, is just do our best, you know. And if it doesn't go down well, you know, that's okay. We're rather dead by
that. Sure. How death becomes that. Because I think that's really, you know, he born that year. But he really got it going, got it started. That's really
a lot. His only real friends were in his band, that sounds bad, so no, that's how it is, you know, his real friends were in his band.
Spent a lot of time with him.
Yeah, plus his friends, right?
Yeah.
And Jamie, and Danny. So sort of sever that, just those things.
There's a callback.
Yeah, I'm sure. Yeah, we had Jamie. 2 weeks ago, he was going to be sort of he was thinking, you know.
Yeah.
But then he's got to sort of get up a lot of things to come back to him. Do you know what I mean? Leaning so
hard, I guess.
That's the whole thing. So he's only been so.
Yeah. Oh, well, he's the lost. Oh, well. You know, that seemed to be. Was that like early in his like acid career when he was starting to see things?
Yeah, that was like third or fourth.
Yeah.
Should have started.
Then it's really just whatever you think is right, this is right.
Yeah. It's so strong. Acid is so strong.
Back when we're in Sweden, and about 9 o'clock in the morning, 10 o'clock in the morning, he comes rushing through the door saying, "Give your money away, give all your money away. Come on. Join the bank. Give all your money away."
That's frightening coming from him, I guess.
And the reasons for it saying, well, okay, you know, you could tell the people need it more than you.
Yeah, come on, I get some.
And then he got to change over the money, lost from that to give him money. So an earnest, so really wanted to give all the money. A couple of days work.
That's when the Rolling Stones thing came out, where he wanted to give his money away, and then a week later it didn't exist anymore. You find bits and pieces of a guy, it doesn't add up to anything, it doesn't add up to your name.
And by him saying that, I wouldn't give him more, and then by him not doing it, so,
that probably freaked him out too.
Right, especially to see it,
see himself. Yeah.
what the guy's going through is probably pretty horrendous. Really scary. Did his playing reflect what was going on inside of him?
Yeah, very much. He was just playing very well, but painlessly.
Lost the
hearing.
Yeah.
So I know this wandered on. Well played.
But losing an idea. Loses strength. He loses conviction, that's why. He doesn't know what he's doing, so he can't smell up the
conviction.
Right. Last time you were here, you seem to be playing really well. Last time you were here, you seem to be playing really well.
Yeah, jazz is going well. He's so good, too.
He's
the best.
He is the best?
He's really, yeah, he really pleases me the most.
Yeah.
I can't be personal. All I want to do is just wasting time. Just
But, John, he's got time. We all got time. You guys are young.
Yeah, but there really isn't that much time left.
What do you mean?
It's the time for music.
I think we can't afford the time to wait. You think that maybe times will change so that it's not such a communicating?
Yeah, it's not. It's more necessary because it's being Going to Vermont. He's going to have a holiday there.
I'd like to talk to him.
Why is he coming? He's staying at the college for a month. He's going to go around and do gigs in Germany.
Vermont? We probably don't know about it, but you guys, they're kind of small gigs, aren't they? Are they?
I think if you're James, you call it Jim, you can come to Jim.
Oh, really? Sure. Publicize it a little bit.
That's his whole bit name, Jim. Alright, we should do something.
There's nothing you can do. Don't stew about it. All you can do is let him ride it out. Have faith in him. Let him know you got faith in him.
Because one of the guys with so much talent, his jokes stand by him. He's waffling.
Yeah, he'll get it on. I know he has to communicate, he has to perform. But he just.
Someone with that talent, so you can't do anything else but. So. This is a drag, it's got to go through his bum changes.
It's a heavy scene, man. To go through things like that. Does he have any problems like on his value? Or is he worrying about how worthwhile his scene
is? Yeah, that's part of it.
That's, oh man.
Is it part of the last thing is that?
Right.
The last time we saw him was on David Leppard. That was his, well, last time that now. All I really am is a blues player. As I'm getting blues band together.
Right. That would be good. Give him a root, man.
Right, but I mean, he left the best blues band that he'd ever find.
Right.
Really? Which is
basically, yeah.
I think so.
Right, I agree with you.
That's not a weird thing. So part of his musician.